हरे कृष्ण। स्टडिंग द स्क्रिप्चर्स फ्रॉम अ स्कॉलरली कैन पुट द फैंस में स्टडिंग द स्क्रिप्चर्स फ्रॉम इंटेलेक्चुअल पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू समटाइम्स इवन अपीयर्स अंडरस्टैंडेबल बट इट कैन नॉट हेल्प अस टैंजिबली एक्सपीरियंस भक्ति एंड एडवांस इन भक्ति पाथ। इट इज लाइक समवन हू नोज सम इंग्लिश who is trying to read a physics book. Yes, he can read the book. Probably he will understand a few words here and there. But he will not be able to tangibly understand physics unless he goes to a physics professor. You know? Because physics professor has done many laboratory experiments and he can explain the subject properly. So, in the path of Krishna consciousness, the theoretical knowledge Prabhupada talks about in Bhagavad Gita, bookish knowledge without realization is useless, he says. So, the actual realization comes by grace. What is the sound? You can just reduce it. Hare Krishna. Yeah. The advancement actually comes by achieving the grace and what is that grace? That is also explained. As soon as a living entity becomes sincere in wanting to approach the Supreme Lord, immediately Supreme Lord takes note and very mercifully sends a spiritual master. And the first gift of the spiritual master is the holy name that he gives to the disciple. And when the disciple accepts it gratefully and chants the holy names every day, regularly with a proper attitude, that actually unfolds the unwanted coverings and then the bhakti becomes revealed in the heart of the devotee. So the access to Krishna through bhakti is made possible only through the chanting of the holy name. Then somebody may ask, if everything is chanting, then why not just chant? What is the need of studying Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, wasting so much of our time? We don't want to become scholars, we just want to chant. Yes, chanting alone is sufficient. But we are not convinced about it. So to convince ourselves that chanting is everything, we have to study. And we have to hear lectures. We have to ask questions. And also, we cannot chant 24 hours every day. Although Krishna says, Satatam Kirtayan Toma, which is practically impossible for us. So we substitute the rest of the time by service. Different type of services which will also remind us of Krishna and reinforce our chanting. If our services are not reinforcing our chanting, then they are only distractions. We may do service, if somebody is doing service to become popular or somebody is doing service to kill the time, he may get some ajnat sukriti, a little bit. But he doesn't get much benefit. But if one does service with the desire to develop loving attraction to Krishna and to cleanse the heart, to come closer to Krishna's lotus feet, then such good intentions, pure spiritual intentions, actually bring him to the point of good chanting also. So, in this way, the good quality chanting is very essential actually. The morning time which we use for chanting the holy name is a very, very vital time. It is somewhat like a prime time in a TV. It's very costly, you know that? If you want to put advertisement in the prime time, it's very costly. Similarly, the morning time is the golden hours, 2 hours in which we chant the holy name. We should know that the entire day is enormous endeavors of preaching, going out, calling boys in the hostel, following up, facilitating, giving lectures, cleaning, washing, punching, cooking bhoga, and offering to Lord and eating prasad. Everything is ultimately for chanting attentively. And so these 2 hours should be understood. It's like all day you are in the battalion practicing and then this time is the war time, the 2 hours. So we should thoroughly avoid all distractions and get into the focusing of the holy names of Krishna very nicely. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Because the revelation and realization is going to come only from this. Hare Nam Prabhu Ki. Let us offer our humble obeisances.